In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Joyous feast. Christ is baptized. Today is the great feast of Theophany. It's always a blessing when a great feast falls on a Sunday. Last night we blessed water inside the church, and after liturgy today we will walk to Salem Harbor and we will bless the waters of the Atlantic Ocean, God willing. And with the water that we have already blessed, which will be available after liturgy, we go on to bless everything else around us, ourselves, our homes, and pretty much just about everything else in life. But it's always important to pause and ask an important question. What exactly are we doing? What is that blessing? What is a blessing in general? What does it mean when a Christian blesses something? And this might sound simple, but it's really important to understand. A blessing is not magic. A blessing is not magic. Through magic, we seek control. Control over things, control over people. This is not the power of holy water. That's not what holy water is designed and given to us to do. Holy water does not allow us to control the fate of our cars and homes and bodies. To bless something is not to control that something. Quite the opposite. To bless something is to give it away. Sticking with our cars for a moment, to bless a car is to give that car over to God. It is to say, God, not my will, but your will be done with my car. Whether that brings life or injury or death, may I use this car for my salvation as you, God, so desire. To bless something is to die to Christ, just as we do in baptism. In fact, the prayers at baptism and the prayers at Theophany are pretty much the very same prayers. The priest raises his hands and three times he says, "Great are you, O Lord, and marvelous are your works, and there are no words which suffice to him your wonders." The Holy Spirit is called down. The blessing of Jordan is asked for in the very same way, whether at baptism or here today at Theophany. Come now, O Lord, and sanctify this water by the indwelling of your Holy Spirit. When you were baptized, holy water touched you, and this united you to Christ. And when we, in turn, splash holy water on an object, let's say your home, you are baptizing your home. You are giving away your home, and you are uniting it to Christ. You are saying, "This home is yours, Lord. My home is set aside for the sake of your goodwill for me and your goodwill for this world." When we bless an icon, we are uniting the icon to Christ. When we bless fruit or flowers or candles or honey with holy water as we do at different times during the year, we are uniting those to Christ as well. And of course, for a blessing, you oftentimes don't even need holy water. When we bless our food with the sign of the cross, we are uniting our food to Christ. When we bless our children at night or in the morning, we are uniting our children to Christ. When we make the sign of the cross over anything, we are uniting that anything to Christ. To say God bless you is not just a churchy way of saying have a nice day. To bless a friend or a family member is to promise that you will honor the relationship as one given to you by the Lord himself for your own salvation. This is our job. As Christians, our job is to continue doing what Jesus started. When Christ was baptized by John, his body touched the waters of the River Jordan, and he made those waters pure. And now we take that same water and we baptize other people and we baptize the whole world. To bless something is to say that you belong to Christ. This belongs to Christ. Or even all of that belongs to Christ. And we give it all to Christ so that Christ might give it back as gift, as holy and sanctified, as beautiful. At Theophany, we once again see the wonder of creation as it was first fashioned by God. Christ this day touches the Jordan, and there is nothing ugly. Christ touches the Jordan and banishes Satan. Christ touches the Jordan, and creation is once again a reflection of God's eternal love. Great are you, O Lord, and marvelous are your works. Marvelous is the work of your hands. Marvelous are the hills and the trees and the mountains. Marvelous are the flowers in bloom and the fields of wheat. Marvelous is the sweetness of honey. Marvelous is the smile of a child. Marvelous is the beauty of human culture, Shakespeare, calculus, and the Great Wall of China. Marvelous is the insight of scientists and poets. Marvelous is the wisdom of children who so easily speak the truth in love, whose angels in heaven so easily see the face of their Father. Marvelous even are the times of sickness and suffering that we endure. For in our weakness, Christ makes perfect his own strength. Marvelous is the whole world which you so loved, O Lord, that you sent your only Son to touch it and to make this world once again a safe passage to the kingdom. Joyous feast.